Abortion rights supporters and providers in Illinois say they've been getting ready for what could be an influx of people seeking abortion if the Supreme Court does overturn Roe versus Wade. That's because many surrounding states have laws that would automatically ban abortion if that federal law is thrown out. NPR's Cheryl Corley has been following this. Cheryl, Illinois has provisions that would keep abortion intact regardless of what the Supreme Court does. Can you walk us through what makes that possible?
You know, nearly 5 years ago, a Republican governor signed into law a measure that removed so-called trigger provisions that allow a state to immediately ban abortions if the court overturned Roe. It also allowed abortions to be publicly funded. So that was one thing that happened in Illinois. And in 2019, the governor approved and the legislature approved and the state's Democratic governor signed the Reproductive Health Act, which made access to reproductive health, including abortions, a fundamental right in the state. And last year, the governor also signed a law that stopped minors from having to give parental notification before having an abortion. So lawmakers here essentially codified Roe for the state.
So how many out-of-state residents have come to Illinois to have abortions?
Well, we have figures from 2020, and the Illinois Department of Public Health says about 9,600 people from out-of-state have come to Illinois. I spoke with Jennifer Welch. She's the president of Planned Parenthood of Illinois. She says currently they serve about 60,000 to 70,000 people a year for a variety of reproductive health issues, including abortions.
What we're trying to figure out is how can we welcome in 20 or 30,000 more patients from all of our neighbor states or even farther away.
Welch says Planned Parenthood often uses telehealth or video visits for Illinois patients who can pick up abortion pills at a clinic or have them mailed to an address in the state. That would leave more room at facilities for out-of-state clients. They also doubled the size of the health center in downtown Chicago. They built new ones, too, one near Wisconsin, another in Flossmoor, Illinois, less than a half-hour drive from Indiana.
So then this is our lab. We utilize this lab for both our family planning and our abortion services.
Stephanie Navarra, the manager of the center, walks through a maze of exam rooms and offices. It's late afternoon. There are just a few women waiting in the lobby.
Between January and April, we've had about 15 to 20 patients from Indiana, and we've had a handful of Texas patients coming in.
A Texas law that went into effect last year prohibits abortions about 6 weeks after pregnancy. In the center's utility room, two healthcare assistants are washing instruments and containers, getting them ready to be sterilized for the next procedure. Navarro says in preparation of a surge of patients, the center increased its surgery days from 1 to 2 days a week.
And also we have been training all of our medical assistants to be cross-trained and also being able to perform the duties on our abortion side. So if it does happen, we're ready to take on all the patients coming to us.
The worry for some abortion rights advocates is how women in states that may outlaw abortion will get to Illinois, especially those with little money or women of color. Megan Jafo, the executive director of the Chicago Abortion Fund, says her group helps individuals navigate barriers.
So that is working directly with clinics to pay for appointments. That's working with callers to provide transportation. We have partnerships here in Chicago with the Chicago Child Care Collective to provide child care during appointments. So it's really a holistic approach.
State lawmakers are also working to find ways to protect physicians and other healthcare providers who practice in more than one state. A measuring committee would ensure that they could continue to work in Illinois if another state revokes their professional license. As a rainy day comes to a close in Flossmoor, three abortion rights opponents are still camped out at the front of the driveway for the Planned Parenthood building. Right next door, there's a pregnancy care center run by an organization that opposes abortion. John Ryan says he knows their presence will make a difference.
We know that it does. We're very much aware of women who go over to Aid for Women and who have gone ahead and had their babies.
It's a challenging time for abortion rights opponents in Illinois, says Eric Scheidler. He's the executive director of the Pro-Life Action League. Decades ago, his father and the group were in a furious legal battle over anti-abortion protests at clinics. Scheidler says they are ready for a new battle against what he says will be abortion tourism in Illinois.
But we'll be redoubling our efforts to be out in the public square and offering help to women, so to the extent that we possibly can, so that they don't feel all that pressure to get abortion.
Meantime, Planned Parenthood Illinois says it will hold one of its largest fundraisers this week, part of a three-year effort to raise $40 million to fund reproduction health care in the state. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.